Welcome, energized viewers, to another episode of Golden Age Technology. On today's show, we bring you the first in a two-part series highlighting environmentally friendly cars from the 80th Geneva International Motor Show and the New York International Auto Show. The former event was held from March 4th to the 14th, 2010, at the Geneva Power Expo in Geneva, Switzerland, and the latter took place from April 2nd to the 10th, 2010, at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City, USA. Globally, car manufacturers are seeking to improve their vehicles' fuel economy, a trend that was evident at both shows, where a large number of eco-friendly models were on display, many of which were small, light, and highly fuel efficient. Many exciting electric vehicles that can help keep our skies clear and free of greenhouse gases were also introduced. Our first feature car from Geneva is a Jolt, a zero-emissions lithium-ion battery-powered vehicle by Optimal Energy of South Africa that is especially noteworthy in being Africa's first locally developed electric car. And, as Optimal Energy says, the entire vehicle is approximately 75% recyclable. The Jolt is able to accelerate from 0 to 60 kilometers an hour in less than 5 seconds and from 0 to 100 in less than 16. In addition, it can reach a top speed of up to 135 kilometers an hour and travel 300 kilometers on a single charge. Mr. Cobus Meering, Optimal Energy's Chief Executive Officer and President, now discusses some of the Jolt's key features.
Jolt is stylish, no compromise, compact, but very spacious five-seater, optimized for city use and fully highway capable. It has space for five adults. It actually has space for five of me, and I'm a little bit bigger than a normal adult. It has a huge boot. We also offer different battery pack options to give the customers more flexibility. Jolt was born electric. There are no legacy carryover from existing platforms. We at Optimal Energy have also been very, very active in forming alliances and partnerships while working closely with the South African government to ensure that we enjoy the support we need to launch a new automotive brand.
The next car we'll introduce, which was also featured at Geneva, is a lithium ion phosphate battery powered urban concept car from Croatia called the XD. The vehicle, which was designed by Dorking of Zagreb, can reach a top speed of 130 kilometers an hour, accelerate from 0 to 100 in 7.7 seconds, and go from 200 to 250 kilometers on a single charge. The typical charge time to 80% of battery capacity is approximately 6 hours, with a complete charge requiring 8 hours. The XD's lead designer, Igor Jurek, now provides more information on this fascinating car.
Und was ist speziell an dem Auto?
Also, wir haben das Projekt erstmal für Kroatien gedacht. Das heißt, bei uns in Adria kommen viele Kreuzfahrtschiffe, die Cruiser, die bringen 3000 Leute auf einmal, die zum Fuß rauskommen und wollen mobil sein. Wir wollten als ein Pilotprojekt etwa 50 Autos zur Verfügung stellen auf einen Parkplatz und oben drüber soll ein Solardach montiert, der diese Fahrzeuge zusätzlich mit Strom versorgt. So, die Touristen können dann ihre Karten durchziehen und können dann 200 Kilometer Rundgang machen, sauber und leise, weil der Fahrzeug elektrisch betrieben wird. Dieses Fahrzeug haben wir virtuell erstellt im Computer. Wir haben verzichtet auf die herkömmliche Methode mit dem Tonmodelling.
Und wo kommt die Elektrizität her?
Also wir haben es gerechnet, dass wenn alle Autos in Kroatien von fossilen in elektrisch umgewandelt werden, dass wir unsere Produktionskapazitäten um 6%, nur 6% steigern müssen. Aber wir sind ein Land mit viel Sonne und das sollen wir besser ausnutzen.
Können Sie uns vielleicht ein bisschen das Auto zeigen?
Aber natürlich. Also, es ist ein 3-Personen-Fahrzeug. Ja? Wir haben uns gedacht, dass es besser wäre, ein Auto mit für 3 Personen, wo alle Fußfreiheiten haben. Wie Sie sehen, der junge Mann sitzt in der Mitte und er ist außerhalb der Crashzone. Bleib mal drin sitzen. Und er sitzt in der Mitte von dem Fahrzeug und egal wo es Crash passiert, er ist ja weit entfernt von dem.
Gil Portalatin, Hybrid Applications Manager for the Ford Motor Company, was on hand in New York to introduce his firm's range of hybrid, electric and hydrogen vehicles. He says that Ford recently made key technological improvements to help increase fuel economy in its vehicles.
Our Ford Fusion and Milan hybrids, we introduced them last year, most fuel-efficient midsize sedans in America, and today we announced our MKZ hybrid. It's based off a similar fuel system, but at same basic fuel economy, 41 city, 36 highway. It's our second generation system. We worked with our cell manufacturer to make improvements in our chemistry, and it allowed us to downsize the cells. And by downsizing the cells and packing the same level of energy, we were able to make it smaller and lighter, more efficient. And as far as our Edge hydrogen vehicle that we have, that's right now a continuing demonstration technology. That's one of a few vehicles, not only the Edge, but we have quite a few Focus hydrogen vehicles running around as well, developing the technology, further improving it, and moving forward and towards the future.
We'll return after these brief messages with more amazing cars from the New York and Geneva Auto Shows. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television, where we're featuring highlights from the 80th Geneva International Motor Show and the New York International Auto Show. We'll now explore eco-friendly cars from the US and Japan, including models from Chevrolet and Nissan Motors. The Chevrolet Volt is a plug-in, range-extended, lithium-ion-powered vehicle with an onboard gasoline generator. On a single charge, the battery allows for 65 kilometers of travel on purely electric power. After that point, if one wishes to continue driving without recharging, the onboard gasoline E85 generator will provide electricity to enable the motor to run 480 to 640 kilometers on a full tank of gasoline. Chevrolet says the car can average 100 kilometers per liter in city driving, assuming that the car is fully recharged each night. We asked John Hughes, Chief US Marketing Manager for Chevrolet, about the effect of added weight, such as heavy luggage inside the vehicle, on the Volt's fuel efficiency.
With the Volt, one thing that is a bit unique is it does have regenerative braking. So when the vehicle is in motion, it has energy, kinetic energy. When you apply the brakes, you capture that kinetic energy with the regenerative braking and put that back into the battery, and you continue to use that. So that weight put in motion and use energy to move it, you recapture that energy when you slow down. So it helps the efficiency. So weight has a little less of an impact with the Volt.
Another vehicle from Chevrolet is the 2011 Cruze Eco, which has innovative safety attributes. In terms of fuel economy, this car delivers 17 kilometers per liter and can accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers in 10 seconds when equipped with a manual transmission, and 9 seconds with a 6-speed automatic transmission.
Some added aero work we did do with the car also is looking at the turbulent flow under the car. We did extensive aero tunnel testing and work under the car and have extended body panels throughout the entire length of the rear of the car, including deflectors around the rear suspension and others. Again, we think we're around 0.25 counts of drag reduction, and that could really get you into the around a mile per gallon. Right now, this vehicle has a 5-star safety rating in Europe, China, Korea, Australia, and India. In the vehicle, we have 10 airbags, so we've literally cocooned the entire occupant all the way around to the rear of the car where you're protected with extra structure. So there will be a passenger and driver for regular front airbag, passenger driver knee airbag, passenger and driver thorax and pelvic mounted airbag, full roof rail rollover protection airbags for both front and rear occupants, and rear seat thorax airbags for the rear occupants also.
Finally, we close by profiling Nissan Motor's zero-emission car, the Leaf. This all-electric car is designed for urban driving and can go up to 160 kilometers on a single charge. The battery fully recharges in 4 to 8 hours with a 220-volt home charging unit and up to 80% capacity in about 26 minutes at a special quick charge station. Nissan is planning to deploy these stations in various countries through partnerships with utilities, private organizations, and governments. The Leaf has a top speed of just over 145 kilometers per hour.
A pioneer in an entirely fresh direction is the Nissan Leaf, the innovative zero-emission vehicle making its first European appearance. The 5-passenger Nissan Leaf is the first model in a complete lineup of all electric cars that the Renault-Nissan Alliance is designing to be mass marketed. For consumers, that translates into affordable appeal, since the Leaf's total ownership cost will be similar to a comparable diesel compact car. Soon, owners with overnight charging at home can bypass trips to the oil or fuel station forever. Most importantly, they can enjoy the full benefits of zero, with zero emissions, zero noise, zero oil, zero hassle.
With many governments around the world providing financial incentives to buy green cars, such as the $7,500 tax credit in the US for purchases of plug-in electric vehicles, and a $2,500 credit in Japan for trading in cars 13 years or older. The adoption of eco-friendly vehicles appears poised to grow. Next Friday on Golden Age Technology, in the second and final part of our series, we'll profile more eco-friendly cars, including luxury models that were on display at the Geneva International Motor Show and the New York International Auto Show. For more details on the green vehicles featured today and others, please visit Geneva International Motor Show, www.salon-auto.ch, New York International Auto Show, www.autoshowny.com. Wise viewers, thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Now, please stay with us for Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your days be filled with the radiant light and sound of the divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.